Good morning, good people. It is 14th August 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, priest and martyr. The readings are from Ezekiel chapter 16 verses 1 to 15, 60 and 63, and the gospel from Matthew chapter 19 verses 3 to 12. God falls in love with humanity. Humanity falls out of love for the Lord. God looks after us and cares for us right from our conception to every concern until the end. I passed by you again and looked on you. You were at the age for love. I spread the edge of my cloak over you and covered your nakedness. I pledged myself to you and entered into a covenant with you, says the Lord God, and you became mine. Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 8. Love does not remember wrongdoings and offers empty times to be intimate. There is no time God regrets for loving us except when we fell in love with sin. However unfaithful we may be like Jerusalem, but God is faithful always. What is going on in our spiritual life? Are we faithful to the Lord or are we repeatedly becoming unfaithful to the Lord? We all need to examine our relationship with God as the church does with God. The responsorial verse consoles us, "Your anger has passed, O Lord, and you give me comfort." Isaiah chapter 12 verse 1. The gospel points out that the Lord is not pleased with unfaithfulness and divorce in family life. In applying God's law, we need to bring mercy and love to live the spirit of the same law. The teachings of Jesus on marriage was radical yet rational and spiritual in its core. There are many marriages are melting away in our communities due to unfaithfulness to God and one another, lack of trust and respect for each other, overlooking God's connection and giving importance to human wants, the lack of absence of prayer, charity and forgiveness. Relationships are like glasses, so fragile yet agile. We need to handle with care, love and sensitivity. The invitation of Jesus to have a fruitful marriages depend on the way we inculcate the values of the kingdom. There is always a shortage of love in every relationship, whether with God or with one another. May we grow in faithfulness and strengthen our faith in God. Have a lovely day. God bless you.